This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be joined by songwriter Jim Brickman in just a moment, who's out with a new book and a new CD, and is about to take a cruise out of New York City. But first, some breakup news in show business. Ariana Grande and Big Sean are calling it quits. Ariana and Sean have split up after 8 months of dating. The former couple released a joint statement through their reps confirming reports that they were quietly and amicably ending their relationship. In fact, it happened a few weeks ago. A source says they made the decision to part ways because their conflicting touring schedules would keep them apart over the next year. Miley Cyrus and Patrick Schwarzenegger are taking a break. They have reportedly called it quits. Miley and Patrick are said to be taking a break just weeks after Schwarzenegger was spotted partying with his ex-girlfriend during a spring break trip to Cabo. They were a happy couple just a few months ago, but their relationship has hit the wall. Cyrus has not commented on the breakup, but spent the day tweeting about marijuana, celebrating 420 with a few pictures referencing marijuana. Meanwhile, Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow filed their divorce documents this week. The former couple split in March of 2014 after 10 years of marriage, a decision they described as conscious uncoupling. With the help of their business managers, the couple's been figuring out the details of how they'll split up their properties and the custody of their two children. The details of who gets what will remain under wraps, but it's assumed the couple will split custody. The paperwork is citing irreconcilable differences, but that the couple is amicable. Meanwhile, Gwyneth Paltrow lasted just 4 days on her 7-day, $29 food stamp challenge. The actress writes, "As I suspected, we only made it through about 4 days when I personally broke and had some chicken and fresh vegetables, and in full transparency, half a bag of black licorice. My perspective has been forever altered by how difficult it was to eat wholesome, nutritious food on that budget, even for just a few days, a challenge that 47 million Americans face every day, week, and year. After trying to complete this challenge, I would give myself a C-. I'm even more outraged that there is still not equal pay in the workplace." The words of Gwyneth Paltrow. And then there's the ESPN reporter Britt McHenry, who was caught on video berating a parking lot attendant. She was suspended for a week after video leaked online showing her belittling a parking lot attendant at a towing company. McHenry was angry after having her car towed, and the video shows her telling the attendant that she has no education and no skill set. McHenry adds that she has a brain and the woman doesn't. As she leaves, she tells the attendant to lose some weight, baby girl. McHenry apologized a few hours after the video was posted online, saying in a statement, "I allowed my emotions to get the best of me." Computers that know how you feel are coming soon, and they'll help pick which movie you'll watch. The software relies on the so-called facial action coding system, which looks at 46 human facial movements that can be combined in different arrays to identify and label emotions. The software will eventually be used in everything from tablets to smart TVs to read your emotions, to pick what movies you want to watch or what songs you want to listen to. Songwriter Jim Brickman is out with a new book and a CD that he hopes will be soothing.
Soothe is all about how so many of us are overstressed, overworked, trying to find a moment to just breathe and take some me time. And I was finding that I was challenged with that. Even though I'm known for soothing other people, I needed soothing. And I can't use my own music for that. So it really is a book about soothing your family life, soothing the way you sleep, trying to figure out ways to sleep better, to eat better, to not react the way so many of us do sometimes, to say hello to strangers, to do some meditation, some yoga. But all of those things, fun and lighthearted approaches to those, because I'm not a yoga person. I'm not a meditation person. And so when I thought, everybody keeps telling me, you got to do yoga, you got to do that, I said, I got to figure out what works for me, because that's really what it's about, is finding the things that connect with you. And so the book is a lighthearted take on my attempt to have some life rehab.
And the fact that you have a book to go with the CD, that's kind of a new concept for you, right?
Yeah, well, the CD is all instrumental because there are a lot of people who were saying, oh, you know, don't you just have something that just has no words on it? You know, that's the way you started, and something that just is calming and relaxing. So I even included, like, ocean sounds and trees and, things I would never have done at the beginning of my career because I would be afraid that people would think, oh, he's one of those, you know. You know, he's a sandals and candles kind of musician. So I really felt like it was time. So the book and the CD really mirror each other, and really easy read, and all curated with experts in their field about sleep and about relaxation. So it was really a wonderful experience to write it, yeah.
And you're following this up this fall with the Soothe Cruise.
Yes.
I almost can't say it. It's a tongue twister, but it sounds like a great time.
Yeah, the Soothe Cruise is it goes up the coast of New England. It leaves from New York City, goes up to Boston, and then to Halifax and to St. John, Newfoundland, and Nova Scotia. And 7 days at sea with wonderful nutrition experts and music and yoga and relaxation and, of course, intimate concerts. I do, probably five shows just for our group on the tour, and we have events together where we do all kinds of wonderful community things together on the cruise, and I don't just get on and play and get off, I'm on the whole thing, and it's come to be a real wonderful group of people. In fact, people meet on the cruise who have met over the years who now cruise with each other without me when I don't do one. So it's like they're all friends and because of me, and I don't even get to go. So it's a very bonding thing and a very wonderful just gathering, I would say.
One more question. We saw Martina McBride perform live the other night on CBS, and I know, of course, you had your big hit, My Valentine, with her. What is it like collaborating with some of these big stars? How do you get them to come into the studio and work with you?
Well, in the case of a person like, I'd use somebody more like Johnny Mathis as an example, somebody who is just an icon, legend, and I think, how could I possibly get Johnny Mathis? And honestly, I stalked him. I was relentless about it. I found musicians in his band, and I hoped that somebody would, if he didn't know who I was, that would tell him, that I'm known for my songwriting and to consider working with me. And
he's harmless.
Yes. Well, once you find him, getting to the person is a little challenging. But I find going through other musicians and other, people who are do that, and not, I don't call the manager, and because I don't, it's not, I don't want to do business with them. I want to create music. So if you appeal to the musician in them, I think that makes a difference. Same with Kenny Rogers last year. I went to the backstage door at one of his concerts, and I waited at the backstage door. I mean, I'm not like 18. I did this last year, and I waited, and he came out, and I said, "Mr. Rogers," I meant, that came out wrong, "Mr. Rogers," but it was. I go, "I know you don't know who I am, but I'm Jim Brickman, and I wrote this song and this song and this song," and then it happened. But and then on the other end of the spectrum, you have somebody like, when I found them, Lady Antebellum, they were doing nothing. They were just hanging around Nashville, demo singing, and Hillary, the girl in the group, had done a lot of touring with me, and she sang on a lot of my demos just as a demo singer because they didn't have any work. So I said, "Well, you guys, I think you're really good together, and you should sing on this song, because if you sing on the song, then the song will become popular, and then I'll show it around, and you can show it to record companies," and then that happens. So, when people say to me stuff like, "What is it like working with them?" Like, well, I found them doing nothing in a coffee shop. So it's more like, what did they think of working with me at the time? But, things change, and you discover great talent. So I'm so proud of them. And and they're so great. And, you know, the songs are pop songs, which I love. It reminds me of, like, you know, Fleetwood Mac or the Eagles songs that I loved growing up. And so when I hear that kind of thing, I love it. But so Icons, amazing, and up-and-comers, if they're the right fit, amazing.
And we can find out everything about the cruise and the new book and the new CD at jimbrickman.com?
Yeah, jimbrickman.com, and the cruise stuff is up there. Past cruisers talk about what it's like and the experience, and it's leaving from New York, so certainly couldn't be more convenient, that's for sure.
All right, Jim, always a pleasure to see you, and hopefully some of these listeners will see you on the road this year.
I look forward to it. We're gonna have stops all over the place, and, of course, at Christmas time nearby. You never know where. So thank you, and have a soothing day, everybody.
I'd love to hear your comments. Send me an email at mikeaw@mikebennettradio.com. That's mikeaw@mikebennettradio.com. You can also see what I'm doing on Twitter, @MikeBennett11. And with Jim Brickman, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America a weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Have a problem starting your motorcycle? The starter needs a full amount of battery juice in order to turn your beast of burden. One particular type of cable is far more conductive. Sharing the knowledge today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Unlike regular battery cables, welding cable in 1 or 2 aught size has hundreds of tiny wire strands which conduct current in a manner far superior to regular strand number 4 cable. The lower the number, the thicker the cable. Go to a supply house and ask for welding cable. The terminals need to be copper or, if you can afford it, gold-plated terminals. Slide in the wire, crimp, solder, and you're good to go for 5, 10, or 15 bucks a cable. On a motorcycle, welding cable rocks. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Remembered for almost dying from an adverse reaction to a sleep aid during his career, this NBA All-Star spent 13 seasons in the NBA, totaling almost 10,000 points.
It's a hard push after a turnover and a great pass to Pierce.
So where is Tom Gugliotta now? Tom had been living the quiet life since his retirement in 2005. He's worked at youth clinics for the Atlanta Hawks, passing on his knowledge to the next generation. Tom may have gone too far with the refs in 2012 while he attended a game between his alma mater, NC State, and Florida State.
He's making eye contact with the fans.
It's Tom Gugliotta and Chris Corciani, who was right. And they're being asked to leave. Wow.
Tom Gugliotta, still making noise after all these years. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.